in any event to back up. You see, then I designed the full package, which, by the way, included an onboard tape recorder, which I designed, was designed for Vanguard. Then the switch was made to the Army. We made a simpler package using part of my electronics for Explorer 1, and then for Explorer 3, the full package flew. Actually, we attempted to launch it in Explorer 2, but that one did not go into orbit. You expressed an interest in a little bit of a rundown of the transistor complement. I do have a convenient breakout here for Explorer 3, where, first of all, germanium transistors. There was one made by Bendix Radio Division of Bendix Aviation, and that was a 2N285A. That is a power transistor that I chose to present a fairly high current pulse to a solenoid, very, very short, but high current pulse to a solenoid to advance the tape recorder. Then there was a Minneapolis Honeywell Regulator Company transistor that's just simply called an H7. There was one of those. Philco Corporation transistors used in the transmitters for the RF, and that was a special transistor, and that was called an L5412. The transmitters and the receivers, the receiver for these satellites, was not my design. They were designed, part of them by the Naval Research Lab in Washington and part of them by the Jet Propulsion Lab. So these high-frequency transistors are transistors that they chose. There were four Western Electric GF45021 transistors. Then for silicon transistors, first of all, Raytheon, the 2N328, there were seven of those. A 2N329, there were two of those. CK791, there was one of those. That might have been the voltage regulator, I'm not quite sure. And then Texas Instruments, the 903, there were eight of them. The 905, there were 80. Those were used in the scalar circuits. A 926, there was one, and a 2N263, there was one. So that's the total transistor complement. The Explorer 1 transistor was a little bit different. One in Explorer 1 in the transmitters was Western Electric 53194, which itself is a variation of the original Bell Labs 2039. The 2039 is a germanium diffused base transistor of, as the paper I'm reading from says, of remarkable characteristics in the way of high frequency operation. The use of these transistors in the RF circuitry of the Explorer 1 satellite made it possible to have an overall efficiency of better than 25%, including power used by the oscillator, doubler buffer, and modulator. Yeah, I think it was just a selected version. The Explorer 3 transmitters of the high power transmitter used the Western Electric GF45021 germanium transistor, which were selected Western Electric type 53194 transistors. These in turn were a version of the original Bell Labs 2039. So they were the same transistors used in both Explorers 1 and 3 for the transmitters.